Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Cass and Georgie with your 8am Zedlines.
In local news, 73-year-old Jewish clinical psychologist Stephen Haight was arrested by a large and heavily armed contingent of police at a rally in Brisbane after wearing a t-shirt with a six-word phrase under the new laws designed to stop anti-Semitic hate speech. Haight stated, quote, "I was wearing a t-shirt which displayed the six-word phrase, which I can't say, and I gave a speech using the six-word phrase, which I can't say," he said. "Almost immediately, I was arrested and charged with two offences, one for the shirt, one for the chanting." Haight was one of 22 people arrested at the weekend for the display and reciting one of the two expressions frequently chanted by pro-Palestinian demonstrators that were prohibited under Queensland laws last month.
A construction company has alleged that the Construction, Forestry and Maritime Employee Union, or CFMEU, pressured the company to hire former boxers on their Toombul site to intimidate contractors. Rosenland Contractors, the firm behind the demolition of the Toombul Shopping Centre, was heard by the Commission of Inquiry into the union regarding pressure from CFMEU to hire a specific delegate from the union. Director Ryan Rosenland stated that the pressure was an existential threat to the site and operation, leading to the hiring of former boxer Trent Broadhurst.
In national news, a trial between the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission and Woolworths began in federal court this Tuesday, just 2 months after a similar hearing with Coles over misleading customers over their down-down promotion. The ACCC alleges that between September 2021 and May 2023, Woolies temporarily raised the prices of 266 different products before dropping them to a price still above the original in most cases, allowing them to say that the current promotional price is a discount compared to the raised price, a strategy known as comparative pricing. The Commission argued that the promotion was marketing magic and misleading to customers who wouldn't have the data on price history to make a properly informed decision, and would believe that they were getting something for less than the regular shelf price despite sometimes paying over a dollar more than they were just a month ago.
The Residential Rehabilitation Service in New South Wales, Guthrie House, is designed to help women with current involvement with the criminal justice system to help them get back on track. Up to 10 women and 3 children can live at a property at any one time, prioritising mothers, pregnant women and First Nations women, with the waitlist for the program being about 6 weeks. However, industry figures say the sector is under strain, with fundings failing to keep up with demand, with the Network of Alcohol and Other Drug Agencies, also known as NADA, recommending the state government commit to an additional $13 million each year for 5 years to better resource drug and alcohol support services. A New South Wales head health spokesperson said all pre-budget submissions made to government would be considered and decisions would be made in due course.
And in international news, a manifesto published by US spy tech company Palantir has been described as, quote, "the ramblings of a supervillain" and, quote, "a parody of a Robocop film." The 22-post on X stated that, quote, "some cultures have produced vital advances, others remain dysfunctional and regressive," while giving predictions on the building of AI weapons, the need for hard power in democratic societies, and an end to, quote, "post-war neutering of states like Germany and Japan."
For your weather today, weather I hardly know her, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 18 degrees with an expected maximum of 27. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 6, which is in the high band.
That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am for more. In the meantime, if you want a lovely inner and outer warm glow, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.